Tobacco companies have stepped up their fight against the Australian government's plan to introduce plain packaging for all cigarettes. British American Tobacco Australia is today launching a media campaign against the move, warning that it could lead to a flood of cut price and illegal cigarettes. The federal government says it's not worried by the threats, with the Treasurer describing the campaign as self-interested posing by the tobacco industry. Barbara Miller has our report.
British American Tobacco Australia is calling it the expensive plain packaging experiment, and it's launching a nationwide advertising campaign to get its message across.
The federal government's plan for plain packaging of cigarettes could have many unintended consequences. Has the government really thought it through? It will end up costing taxpayers millions in legal fees and possibly billions in compensation. Plus, it could add to the $1.1 billion a year the government is already losing to organised crime through illegal tobacco sales. Are these the types of laws we want implemented?
British American Tobacco Australia CEO David Crowe says the federal government's plans will lead to a price war.
I wouldn't even want to project a price point. It really depends on how big the international trade comes in illegal tobacco. Remember, it's 16% today, growing at 150% over the last 3 years. Now you bring in olive packaging, your guess is as good as mine, but I think we'd all guess it's going to get worse. And it's going to get bigger and it's going to increase in pace. The issue will be, how will we compete with that? Obviously, price will become a mechanism. But the issue is, I don't know how consumers will react to this packaging. The government doesn't know. And our view is, as prices come down with illegal tobacco, and we no doubt will modulate our price down, more people will smoke. We all know, things get cheaper, people buy more. And more kids will smoke. And that is obviously completely opposite to what the government intends.
The federal government says it won't be swayed by the tobacco company's arguments. Treasurer Wayne Swan.
Sort of self-interested posing from the tobacco companies who haven't played a great role in Australia and have been very big supporters of the Liberal Party with donations. So we're running into a bit of political flak in terms of our plain packaging initiatives, but it's about saving lives. They're about looking after themselves.
Health Minister Nicola Roxon.
They are so desperate that they're talking about slashing their own profits in order to hook people onto their products, which they can put the price up for later. This doesn't make sense unless you can see through their plans, which is they're determined to hook people onto tobacco no matter what it takes.
David Crowe from British American Tobacco Australia says the government is pushing ahead with its plans to introduce plain packaging despite a lack of evidence that the measure will be effective.
I'm trying to obviously talk to the Health Minister and the Prime Minister about this issue, not getting too much luck on that phase as well. So we've written to them and I've rung them and tried to get meetings and it's not happening. And the reason why we're so keen to talk about this is really the fundamental issue is there is no proof or credible evidence that this bill will actually be effective. In fact, in our view, this bill will backfire on the government.
The Health Minister concedes there's no hard evidence to support the measure, but says that's only to be expected.
We're the world's first country to take this step. We can't look to other countries to see the results it's had. We can look to research which shows what makes packages less attractive for young people, and we've done a large amount of that testing, as have other people around the world. We're confident that this measure will have an impact. We won't be silly in making assertions about how many people it will affect, but we are very confident, and we are more confident every day when Big Tobacco yells and screams and scratches that this measure will have a big impact and that's why they're fighting so hard to stop it.
The government's accusing the opposition of being beholden to tobacco companies and is calling on Tony Abbott to declare whether he'll support the plain packaging legislation. But the opposition leader has this morning again indicated he's not convinced the measure will work.
The coalition has a very strong record when it comes to taking effective action to reduce smoking rates. Now, the coalition in principle supports all reasonable measures to get smoking rates down. My anxiety with this is that it might end up being counterproductive in practice.
In the face of threats of a tobacco price war, the Greens are calling on the government to introduce a floor price on the cost of cigarettes. The Greens say if the government doesn't act, they will try to push through floor price legislation to stop what the party calls this ridiculous race to the bottom.
Barbara Miller reporting.